Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We are Farfetch'd, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Schwing!
That was it.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with some of the guys of the Farfetch'd Collective.
Hey.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello. Hola.
Welcome back to the show, I should say. We
yes.
Thank you.
We did one of these almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah, I know.
Right around this time.
I know. Hair looks the same.
I think mine does too.
Yeah, I think I shaved a little. I might have been a week or two after a haircut.
But, no, this is cool because we got a brand new prologue coming out, so I figured, this would be fun to catch up and talk about what's been going on in the last year and what we got coming up. So,
yeah.
But before we get going, you guys want to go around the mic and introduce yourselves again, and for those listening?
Sure. I'm Darian Wigfall. I'm the Director of Operations for Farfetch'd.
I'm Stephen Favazza. I'm a musician on the Farfetch'd Collective.
I am Charles Purnell, and I am the Director of Digital Marketing and anything else that the Collective needs.
But yeah, because last year we did this, we had Damon and Matthias with us, mm-hmm. and so it's cool, now we got Stephen with us today, and so it's get to talk about this prologue 7 coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, indeed.
7.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. We're already at 7 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is, so it'll be dropping on the 7th, right?
On the 7th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
numbers.
January 7th. Yeah. we like matching numbers. Yeah.
Kind of like a, what's that, golden birthday or whatever when you...
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, did not think about that.
Yeah.
That is a clever.
Right.
You are smart, sir.
Another reason that we got it to 13 tracks was because we booked the Firebird for the 13th.
There you go.
So mm-hmm. we were trying to, get to that number.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
Yeah.
No, it was not. No.
We got there.
No, the number of submissions that we gain from the collective, the quality increases so much every year where it's like, okay, what do we cut and what do we keep? And it's always such a debate that we have to kind of go back and forth. Like, well, I like this track. Well, maybe this track will work. And just kind of looking at sequencing and just kind of figuring out, like, you know, what do we want to really show each year? So, it's one of those tasks you kind of envy because it's like you get so much good music and we have to kind of pare it down. And it's a really tough thing to do.
Yeah. Well, and like you're saying with the 13 tracks, this collection is all over the place. Like, I mean, you got your straightforward hip hop. You got some, instrumental stuff. You got, Cave of Swords on there, kind of doing their thing, and the kind of shoegaze thing and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just all over the place.
Right.
And that's what I love about this Farfetch'd Collective is that. It's so inclusive to so many different styles and genres and everything. There's so much going on, but this is a great collection of songs to show what showcase what you guys have been doing and it's very exciting. So, like I said, it's all over the place. So it's very fun to kind of just sit there and hit play and let it go and take a go for a ride.
Thank
you. That's really, it really means a lot.
Yeah, on behalf of the artist, thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
So we got
Steven here with us. I figured we'd be a good chance to talk about his track and drop this one in there, give everybody a little start, getting a little taste of what's to come on this collection. And
yeah, no pressure.
So I did three tracks. I'm not thinking that anyone's going to really make them at all. The track that I did for Hands and Feet was an extension of the record I'm putting out this year, coming up. The same with like some of the music too. The music for the Matthias track too is from that. I just went to my basement and just like for like a week, 2 weeks, just like record like 50 songs, and then just started picking things apart. So it didn't really fit, like the Hands and Feet song that I have didn't really fit, but I brought it to the collective because it's so different from everything else I've written, and I feel like it's much different from anything else that they released too. You know, it's really heavy and like dirty and like real, but it just turns into something like really beautiful, and then it just goes right back to like the tour, like destruction, like super weird, you know.
I think that's cool too, like that you take this opportunity to be a part of the prologue like that, to where kind of like you're saying how it's kind of a preview of what you have coming out for 2018.
Sure.
For the record, and it's different, whatever, you know, your personal stuff. So it's like, mm-hmm. I think this is, this, you know, we've talked about it in the past. So you guys put this out in January as kind of like a preview of what everybody's got coming up. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's cool to hear you say that, you know, exactly what your goal was too. And
yeah. And this is the fourth time I've been on the prologue.
Yeah.
The first two times I did it with my neighbor. And then the last one was just me. Yeah. And that's actually going to be on the record. That track is. So, yeah, weird. Just number four.
Yeah. so you're part of, what, four songs on this?
Yes. So I'm in Golden Curls also. I play guitar in Golden Curls. Mm-hmm. And then did the Matthias track with some old tracks that I had from the next record. And then Lauren D just wrote out. We just wrote ours like within 15 minutes. Like just sit down and talked about ideas and talked about everything. And
right.
then from there, just like wrote this really dark piece, and she just was on top of it. And
that
was it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's just, it's weird. It's weird to work with people like that. It's refreshing. to just like go from like one thing to another. Where with Matthias, it was cool because I sent him my tracks and I was just like, just be free, do what you need to do. And he killed it. And with Laura and I, we, you know, had a cup of coffee, sat down, talked about political stuff, and then went straight to like music, you know. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Is that so that's you actually, you and Matthias too, but you guys all just in the room together? You didn't, wasn't like,
no, that was separate. The track that I had, that was for Kiki. It's the next record I'm putting out.
Okay.
It was just extra tracks, and I felt like he would probably bring some, a little bit light to it. Like, it's a little bit lighter type beat compared to like the Lauren beat. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he just killed it.
He made it
perfect.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, like the stuff that he did, I don't know how he did it, but it was incredible.
Magic.
Yeah, I remember when he sent me the beat, he was like, because I was asking for submissions for Prologue, he was like, I haven't recorded the vocals for this yet, but here's the beat.
Yeah.
And I heard it, and I was like, how is he going to do that?
Yeah, right.
He's a wizard.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
He figured it out, and he gave that new age twist to it. Pirate and a wizard.
A wizard pirate, as they might say. Yeah. No, I think that speaks to his skill, though. Like, he's such a seasoned MC that it doesn't matter what beat you give him, he'll find a way to murder it and make it awesome. And it just proved that he proved that on Sadie the Goat and his other work, but I think he did an absolute wonderful job on your record too.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Matthias and the Pirates. Pick up a copy of Sadie and the Goat EP.
Sadie the Goat.
Yeah. Sadie the Goat.
Amazing.
No, it's so sick.
Yes. Yeah.
So fucking good.
Crucial. Shout out DJ Crucial.
Yeah. DJ Crucial. Up 5 Records, man.
Up 5 Records.
Yeah. Well, you said you also worked with Lauren on her track, and so that's Control. Mm-hmm. So that also will appear. That's the closing out the record, the 13th track. So, again, like I said, I think it's just a great variety. I mean, between those two tracks, I mean, you get a lot of difference in there, obviously. And and then for Matthias, and then he's, like I said, Damon's on here and doing. And I feel like his is like a good club song and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
super upbeat compared to the rest of them. And I remember when I sent him the submissions initially. Initially, Escape of Swords had sort of a club track too, and so he was kind of going in with that, and they ended up not putting that on there. But his is very much a beat, and he was saying, "What's going on with the rest of the collective? Is like everybody depressed because everything's like, much more down tempo than he is?" But like,
well, yeah,
it's. I think it's a nice, refreshing upbeat track when a lot of the other music is down tempo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, it's always good to have that variety, especially after Lola, and just kind of seeing what you came out with that, and then kind of have that kind of out of that period is really cool to see that progression on his end too. Because sometimes I know Damon can get really heavy and really go a lot of different places, and he really surprised me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He surprised a lot of us.
Yeah. Well, so this will be this whole collection will be available for download on January 7th, like we said. So, but you can come out to the party and pick up a copy on January 13th at the Firebird. Mm-hmm. And this will be a big celebration for the Prologue. And,
we're turning up.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Don't spend all your energy at New Year's.
I mean,
definitely keep yourself.
You got a couple weeks to recover.
We understand. We like to celebrate occasionally too.
Drink a lot of water.
Hydrate.
Hydration is key.
Come on out to the Firebird. You guys will along with Steven Hands and Feet. We'll have Scrub, 18 and Counting, Cave of Swords, Blink Generation, and Subtle Aggression. Monopoly.
That's right.
So a nice little Yeah, showcase. Yeah, oh, there yeah. you go. Of the what you guys are up to, what the label's up to, and stuff.
Oh yeah,
and the collective.
I'm really excited because you guys get to see the growth of Sam and Uncle Sam, because they really both as artists, like Jose and Wes.
Oh man,
yeah, I love what they're doing with the music now, with the remixes and like Owen playing behind them and everything.
Yeah, so it's a completely different set than what you may have seen in the past. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and Prospect is hosting, so you know it's gonna be good.
Yes, yeah. His Prospect's one of the best MCs just in terms ever.
In general, like Master of Ceremony, like
he is a true Master of Ceremony. Like he's one of my favorites in Salus. He's very full of personality and amazing.
Yeah, yeah. You guys said you have you guys are doing the flash drives again for this.
Probably be a different design. I feel like the design last year was a little bit flimsy. But
mine broke right away.
Yeah, Steven's broke right away. So I want a little bit sturdier of a design, but it will definitely be another flash drive. One, because it looks cool, but also we're trying to become a more sustainable company, and that's something that's reusable. Mm-hmm. CDs are usually just become waste over time, so. Mm-hmm. Giving people something that can reuse and like and
plus extra content.
Yeah, we can put extra content on it. Give people videos and artwork and all lyric sheets and all that kind of stuff too.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's all fun to have. Lights. I mean, and also like, I mean, I don't know how much what all you guys plan to put on there, but like my friends of mine, they've been at it for 10 years and they sold a flash drive with all the records on it, and like I thought that was kind of cool. Like you can kind of buy the whole discography for whatever they charge for it, but it's like it's nice that you guys could put all the prologues on a collection or whatever whatever you wanted to do. So
the 10 year is coming up.
It'll be here before we know.
10 years gonna be out of wax.
That's gotta be vinyl.
It has to be vinyl.
That's
gotta and be everything else will come on.
Might even do a QR
you'll get your vinyl, and then you'll get your flash drive. It'll be a whole little package.
It has to happen.
Yeah.
Different packages, different things from each platform.
Double live.
It's a cool merch.
It'll be double live. Every man's playing exactly the same time.
It'll be a far-fetched crown.
Maybe, I don't know. That could actually work, actually. Now that I think
black crown.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You got a couple other things coming, or a couple other things going on for that show. We, not all ready to be revealed yet, but come on out and party and celebrate Farfetched'd and... and like I said, you mentioned you mentioned Prospect hosting, and he's also appears on Prologue and one of my favorite tracks. I really like he's on track 2, and you said you Darren, you made the beat for that.
Yeah, so
DJ Wiz.
I actually I prefer to go by the professor for production stuff, just so people don't get confused. But he did shout out my DJ name. Prospect shouts out my DJ name on there. Originally, we had another track that Prospect was on. And I was trying to get a remix verse for him, but the quality of the recording. I also do recording, so I recorded it myself. The quality of the recording wasn't to the point that I like. I wanted it to be as far as like. The quality control that, quality levels that Farfetch'd wants to have, and Damon agreed. So we kind of swapped that out. That was a beat that Damon had made, a song called Had Mercy. Mm-hmm. I believe it was on Reclamation 2, but we did a remix first. And so since that wasn't up to par, I was just sitting here with Prospect, just kind of hanging out right here at this table, and... told him, what the verdict was on, like, he wasn't going to make it with Prologue with that track. And he was like, all right, so what do you got? And I just pulled up that computer. Y'all can't see this right now, but I turned on my little iMac machine over there and started going through beats. And he picked a couple. And maybe a week later, he came back. He was like, I got a verse, or I got a few verses for it. And... I was like, all right, I'll pay for the recording time if you go do it. And he went to Suburban Pro, which you can see on our Facebook, and you can see a little clip of that. And, that was it. Nice. Damon liked it. A lot of people's initial reaction was really good. So
Yeah.
I actually ended up on there. It's a beat that I made, like,
years ago.
Yeah, probably like 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is your first thing?
Yeah, that's my first time, first time on Prologue.
Prospect. Sup, niggas? DJ Wiz on the track. Let's get into it, nigga. Got that smoke in my lungs. Know how that go. It's another season. We are far-fetched. I tried being humble, humble, get no respect. And niggas only loyal if they clearing a check. So fuck a handshake, long as you deposit direct. You can cut that small talk and just determine what's next. Bitch, we out here like birds and bees. That mean fuck y'all, and yeah, you could dip with the sauce, but it got an upcharge. Let's put the pieces in perspective. At some point, all them preachings gotta turn to presence. All them teachings gotta turn to effort. The model correct. And if you gon' sit still, at least swivel your neck. Every damn time, I'm out the door, hot stepping, dodging landmines. Still at your neck like a landline. This that joint that make you build, homie. Then kill, homie. All for trying to play you like the lil homie. I'm trying to figure where my meal come next. But humble pie never been something I can digest. We out. I try being humble, humble, get no respect. And niggas only loyal if they clearing a check. Certain circles you just act funny, act dummy. Fake ass, be only loyal to that grant money. I try being humble, humble, get no respect. And niggas only loyal if they clearing a check. Certain circles you just act funny, yeah. Act dumb, yeah. Fake ass, be only loyal to that grant money. This for the newly departed. Truly you fraudulent in the hood disguise. That's community artists. Say you put your heart in it, but you left out the part where you put a part in it. You take your daylight pics and post your selfies up, but when the sun goes down, then you just get the fuck. Trying to make a new you, but then you cruise through the very hood that you say you truly in tune to. The shit that these coons do. Certain circles you just act funny, act dummy. Fake ass, be only loyal to that grant money. If you came out that with not far, then I expect more. Or backtrack and take a cat nap. I'm on Cherokee, whipping up this recipe, stirring with a knife, cause only couple niggas cook with me. It's risk versus reward till we out of time, but humble get no respect, nigga. So I drew the line. I try being humble, humble get no respect. And niggas only loyal if they clearing a check. Certain circles you just act funny, act dummy. Fake ass, be only loyal to that grant money. I try being humble, humble, get no respect. And niggas only loyal if they clearing a check. Certain circles, you just act funny, yeah. Act dumb, yeah. Fake ass, be only loyal to that grant money. Way back when, I got a call out the blue. It was Moth. He say the station want me bring some bars through. I say, cool. The way I pulled up, that's how I met Scripps and Screws. We walked in the booth, I'm like a tyrant. Eyes lit, my thighs on my right before he was a pirate. I spit my logic. Next thing I know, the bomb was in cement. I wasn't boxed in yet, but it was far-fetched. Fast forward 2017, rep it to death. Screaming gang gang and twist my fingers in an F. Like them the only letters left. And I'm loving what we make of this mess. Real recognize real, but humble got my respect. We all I try being humble, humble get no respect. And niggas only loyal if they clearing a check. Certain circles you just act funny, act dummy. Fake ass, be only loyal to that grant money. I try being humble, humble, get no respect. And niggas only loyal if they clearing a check. Certain circles, you just act funny, yeah. Act dumb, yeah. Fake ass, be only loyal to that grant money. Prospect, another one. Representing this Prologue 7 right here. If you really fuck with Farfetch, make sure you learn what the Farfetch hand signals is, nigga. We out here.
Nice.
First time ever, yeah, releasing through
Farfetch. Because you played that during the beat set too, if I remember right.
Yeah, I played that. I did play that one during the beat set. Because, okay, so like, you know, Kanye West talks on that one song talking about 5 beats a day for 3 songs.
Yeah.
And so a few years ago, I decided I was going to make 5 beats in a day. I was like, all right, I'll do it. And so that was like the third one, and it came out in like 5 minutes. Came out really quick.
Uh-huh.
And I made some other decent beats that day. But yeah, I just kind of held on to it and never really did anything with it. And it's been one of my favorites, so I didn't play it right away for Prospect, but it was in the top 10 of the ones that I was playing. And he was like, let me get that one. And there was another one called Expression that he's still writing to. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely nice. One that got my attention, right, obviously being the second track. There's a, at the end of the verse, or the end of the song, there's a verse where he loaded it full of far-fetched references, and I thought that was really cool, especially, you know, just being on the prologue, but also just that, you know, kind of shout out to all his friends and everything. That, yeah. You know, there's a line like Matthias to my right and stuff before he was a pirate or something, and mm-hmm. like and a couple there's a what a mention to Damon on there, Scripts and Screws, and
right.
So there's a lot
DJ
of that.
Moff.
Yeah, Moff.
Sorry,
yeah,
DJ Moff.
There mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah.
So you talk about like when you first met them?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of like cool. A start. Yeah, and then he says, I wasn't boxed in yet, but it was already far-fetched or something. And so mm-hmm. it was like, I thought that was kind of cool.
Shout
like,
out to the logo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dan.
Yeah, how you do that finger thing he was doing?
So I was like,
yes. You remember the other day?
That was yeah. It. So it's like the middle finger down.
Oh, yeah, like an F. Index. Like F yeah. and F, yeah.
I just do it myself.
Yeah,
yep, that's it.
That's it.
We will try it. Yeah. We, you know, be careful with the sign.
Yeah, be careful where you flash.
Yeah, yeah. We appreciate it, but please don't get shot. That's all we ask.
Good thing there's not that much gang activity right. in St. Louis.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right. That's what I think. Closing out the song, he says, "If you really love Farfetch'd, you got to get your hand signals right."
Or yeah, something. Yeah. We'll right. show you at the
yeah.
release party.
Yeah, we'll do a tutorial right. for you guys. Make sure, yeah, it's a safe place for us to do these tutorials. So. Yeah.
But like I said, and that's a little that shows like a little more the true, you know, hip hop side of what you guys mm-hmm. do. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, I like I said, it's a great CD, great collection of songs,
mm-hmm.
and. But if you guys, if you haven't, you know, if this is the first time you're hearing of Farfetch'd or Prologues, I mean, all of it's available still. Everything's, on the Bandcamp and everything.
Yes,
and all that.
Yes, wearefarfetched.net.
There it is.
Yep.
So you can go through and do your homework, get some of that back catalog.
Oh, it is a really deep back catalog.
Right. Yeah, there's like right. 30 albums.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like we have people who are like pop in there. Like we have stuff from like Tuff Poe who yeah. pops in a couple of things, yeah. and we got Nick Mann from Doorway. I mean, just so many random.
But there's still stuff that's like not even on there yet too. So it's just like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Adult Fur and some of his collaborations that he did, the remixes. It's right. all at you guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so, yeah, some's on like artists standalone websites and stuff like that too.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's really amazing.
Yeah.
But I think we might have talked about it last year too, but like something like this, you know, I mean, I look at like some of the other different stuff, you know, like Rhymesayers or something like that, you know, like you know, they go on tour together, and that's a great opportunity for them to, you know, like Atmosphere might headline it, but then they bring along a lot of their other younger guys, and they kind of give them a showcase. And and I think I look at this prologue, and then what Farfetch is up to, and like, I mean, it's like, I think that would be ideal, like if we can get some, you know, take what maybe this like even this Firebird lineup or whatever, and like mm-hmm. kind of tour and do something mm-hmm. with that, and just kind of show the rest of the country what Farfetch is up to, because there's
right.
I know you guys have done a little bit of Kansas City and stuff, a couple things like
that. We've been steadily increasing that over the last few years. We've been making it a point to really get outside of St. Louis. We love our hometown, but it's definitely important for us as artists and as a label to really make sure we're branching out to other places. So,
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean, that's what I'm trying to plan on this summer is like do a little bit more of that with both bands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, try to bring like Farfetch people with me. Like last year, like Wes and Jose and I like went up to Indiana and played with Ewokie Talkie. And it was great.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, all three groups completely different, you know, but like we just clicked. There's like there's one thing in there. If there's more things, more than just one thing, but there's so many things that click, but like, you know, just one thing that clicks, it all works, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I love that about a live show anyway. Like mm-hmm. I love when you know, it doesn't all have to be all in the same genre. Like, as long as it's all good stuff, I mean, it'll like I've thrown a couple of these birthday parties for the show, and I tried to. I remember I did one at the second year was I had Brotherly and the Leather Jackals, Matthias and the Pirates, nice. And Skyburnt White, who are like...
Oh, that's like three like, completely. Yeah, that's right, a crazy yeah. show.
So, you know, there was...
A lot of whiskey involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, that's. I mean, that's how people listen to music, is right. like on shuffle, so they hear yeah, different absolutely. Genres from mm-hmm. song to song. And yeah. I think that's one of our strengths, is having strong... artists in a lot of different musical styles, so we could take a group that's completely different right. from act to act to act on the road and still do well. And I think that is what, yeah, that's one of our major pushes in the near and distant future, is like getting out of town mm-hmm. more often and really like hopefully getting overseas at some point. But yeah, taking our brand global.
Yeah.
I love St. Louis, and we're always going to have, you know,
yeah, always be home.
A large presence here, and this will always be home. But yeah, we gotta play those away games. Yeah. If I can quote our friend Muhammad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta play those away games.
And mastermind.
Those
two. So,
there
yeah.
you go.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you, we mentioned, Matthias' record, Matthias and the Pirates' new record, but also just dropped a new EP, is 18 and Counting. Firebird also.
Yeah.
Ensemble.
Yeah, I believe he's going to do a solo set for the Firebird, but you never know. Stan will surprise you.
Yeah, he does. He's a wild card.
That Animal Skins is just like, I got a chance to listen to it before it was done, and it's just, yeah, it's another, like, heavy project. Not like heavy in the sense of like dread or mm-hmm. sorrow, but like you're gonna have to listen to it a few times
right.
to
yeah.
really figure out
what sure.
all is happening.
It's crazy.
In that music.
Yeah,
so
it's probably one of the more it's definitely one that you have to give it a couple of tries, because I know yeah. like his cover of Bjork's Hunter was absolutely amazing, and mm-hmm. I'm a Bjork fan, and I was blown away by it, and yeah. the arrangement and the pace, and then seeing it live is a whole other journey.
But Lufest.
Right. Lufest, and then at the release party too yeah. when he did it, and yeah. That's such a good track. So uh-huh. he's an artist that he'll surprise you sometimes. Like you'll think you'll get one thing, but then you'll get the total opposite, and you'll be better for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to see him. I'd missed out on the, release party, but he it was cool to see him join Matthias on stage opening for The Urge the pageant. That was a fun night, so get to see both those guys rocking the stage there in front of the big crowd.
Right, yeah, that's great. That's yeah. super, super awesome.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. They've been doing really well this year. I'm really excited and proud and happy for them.
Yeah. Another guy that has been taking off 2017 was a really good year for him is and also featured on Prologue is Scrub.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah. Scrub.
That yeah. Scrub and Ace High yeah. projects is so
yeah, they've
great.
Been really good.
Yeah,
yeah. Really
so sick about it still. Yeah, so good.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, he's got a so he has a track on here, and but you know, it was kind of like for me with him, he's just got such a distinct thing. I mean, like you once you hear it, you know it's Scrub. You know, it's like a yeah, yeah. like it's like. He's just got such a unique voice to his music, and like, and it, I don't know, that's something a really powerful thing. I mean, like, you know, it's unmistakable, you know. So,
I love Scrub because, like, you take him to a show where nobody knows who he is. And he's just walking around, looks like a regular white dude. No offense to white people, but like, just looks like a regular average white dude.
He's just a regular guy.
And then,
right.
He gets on stage and people are looking at him a little confused, and then the beat drops and it's like, oh, he's a rapper. And then he starts rapping and you see this confused look get a little bit deeper. It's like, okay, he's really rapping.
You weren't expecting it.
And then he gets through the first verse and then like into the hook, and then by the second verse that confused look is like, wait, did he just say, but then he just, and then,
yeah, right.
and then you're like, oh my god, this dude is like really rapping right now. And then by the end of the song, he has you hooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like his wordplay, how funny he is with like the self-deprecating humor, and just like his ability to be authentic and real about his like kind of country Missouri upbringing and how that kind of affects his life now. It's just really endearing, and it really pulls you in. So, Scrub is one of my favorite artists to take to a place where people don't know who he is.
Right.
I imagine that's got to be, I mean, and as an artist for him too, I imagine that's got to be like the best feeling ever, like just to kind of hop on stages. I mean, obviously you would be, it would be cool if everybody knew who you were also, but like the opposite of that, jumping on stage, nobody knows who you are and immediately hook them in like, you know, hey, listen.
Oh, man,
you
know,
yeah. By the end of the set, they're coming up to him, giving him hugs and daps and like buying stickers and merchandise and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that, and... kind of, I don't know, like, got a lot of attention too online with that, his video, for, Anita Ride. Yeah. That one blew up, but he's also been doing that, he did that,
Plastic Rock.
Yeah, Plastic Rock, yeah. Yeah, that was a great, really a great series he put out, and so it was fun to follow along with that, and, but, yeah, he's been just hustling and
he's been killing it. He did Burning Man this year too.
Yeah, and he just he'll just pop up in most random places.
Burning Man?
Yeah, he did. Burning Man. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because it's Scrub. It's Scrub. Yeah. Scrub does Burning Man.
Of course Scrub does Burning Man.
It's like you think about it, like when he does something, it's like it's kind of but that's okay. I can see him doing that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Doing something in the sticks with fire. That sounds about right.
Shout out to Scrub. He's amazing.
And his family. Good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, we got a lot happening far-fetched. What else? I mean, we got this is kind of kicking off the year. Mm-hmm. You guys have some other... things in the works for the rest of the year, or
I have a show New Year's Eve at CBGB. Marks and Trevin Sound Machine, Hands and Feet, and then next thing I have after that is Prologue.
I was gonna say I'll let you go.
Okay. I mean, as far as the company goes, we have quite a few different things coming out. There's sort of a reboot of the brand. There'll be a new website.
Yes.
We're offering a subscription service in addition to being able to buy the music a la carte. Just so, like, if you really love Farfetch'd, this is a really good way to get deep into it. Or if you don't know about Farfetch'd, it's a really good introduction into it because you're going to get a bunch of the backlog and things like that. Mm-hmm. And later on in the year, we'll have a DIY musician course coming out, just basically kind of giving the ins and outs of like how to book a show, how to promote a show, how to release an album, things like that. Mm-hmm. That me and Charles and others have gained experience in over the years and feel like we could do a service of giving kind of like the nuts and bolts of that stuff. But also within the collective, we got a lot of different music coming out.
Oh, yes. There's a lot. Subtle
Aggression Monopoly will be on the show, has something coming out. Steven, Hands and Feet, has Kiki coming out in April. Mm-hmm. Superhero Killer has an EP coming out. Golden Curls has an EP coming out. Poet X from Subtle Aggression has a project coming out. I believe Here's Crazy from Blank Generation has a project coming out. Damon has a project coming out in April that should be on vinyl. We'll see about that.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
And yeah, there's a lot of stuff
and
in the works.
Possible new members of the collective maybe coming in next year as well.
Going to be opening up to some new artists as well. Yeah. And there's some stuff we haven't released that needs to get released that we'll get a good treatment next year, 2018.
Right. And one thing I was going to mention as well, our monthly The Link Up we'll be getting that back up starting February.
February 9th.
Yep. We're going to start that back up. So that's
every second Thursday.
Yeah, second Thursday of the month. Basically what we do is a monthly beat night. We go through and we'll have producers, artists, various genres, they'll go through and they'll play music. Sometimes it's experimental. Sometimes it's some, hey, this is some ideas I had. These are loose ideas. Or sometimes it's like, hey, these are full productions I've had. And we've had various members of the collective come in and play some really fine shows there. We don't charge a cover for the show. It is donation-based. So usually you ask, you know, if you just donate $5 to $7 for the artists, and usually split it up at the end of the night to everybody.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's one of our favorite... That's like one of my favorite nights of the month because we hear some really cool music and occasionally we'll have some jam sessions as well.
Right.
Oh my God, I think the jam session we did earlier this year.
Man, Y'all was with
Damon
good.
And myself.
So for the audience Charles. To imagine.
And then Wes came in and started singing at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah,
and
yeah that was great.
So Steven and myself, we were playing. So we were playing off each other. Steven was playing guitar. I was playing. I was playing with a sampler and a percussion through Ableton. And then Eric Hall, who is the, I call him the master collaborator, he just collaborates and just improvises with everybody, came in and started playing some samples and was manipulating stuff. And then Damon came in, and all of us were like basically jamming at the same time. So essentially, electronic music jam.
Yeah,
all at once. We were jamming for almost a half hour.
Yeah,
and then at the end of it, Wes from Subtle Aggression Monopoly, not only a skilled rapper but also an awesome singer as well.
Yeah, right.
And came in and started just going off the top, and it was a really true collaboration.
Magic moment.
Yeah, very, very fun time. And occasionally we'll have those events like that, so you never know. If you come to a link up on a Thursday night, you need something to do, come on by. We'd love to have you.
Are you guys recording that at all?
We are now.
Yeah, we weren't at the beginning of the year, but we are recording the audio and as much of the videos as possible. That also reminds me, though, of as far as like the beat scene goes here. We'll be back with our partnership with BSS, Basement Sound System, Suburban Pro Studios, and a couple other people for Fresh Produce. Their champion, their champion round or champion battle will be January 5th. I'll be a judge for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they're the first Wednesday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Friday because it's a champion battle. But, first Wednesday of every month, and then also we have a collaboration with Venture Cafe that we'll be doing once every other month, starting in March 1st, and then May again, where we bring musicians together and tech workers together to just basically try to bring those two cultures or subcultures of St. Louis together, so that both sides can benefit, because I think musicians can benefit from the knowledge of tech workers, and tech workers can definitely benefit from musicians' perspectives as well. Yeah.
You mentioned the subscription service you guys are going to launch and stuff. Is that how's that going to? You care to go into some more detail about that? Is that going to be like a monthly thing, or are you going to be getting exclusive songs through that, or anything like that?
Sure, it's basically a monthly thing. Bandcamp offers a couple different options, but what we'll have you do is pay for all of the months up front. So with the subscription, I'll start from the beginning. There's three levels, three tiers. To begin with, there's $7 one for Prologue 7, and with that you get Prologue 7, you get all the releases for 2018, you get a ton of the backlog, you get a 15% discount on merchandise, and then you get access to the like support community for Farfetch'd if you want to like message people that are supporting and, you know, kind of like reminisce on different songs that you like together. You can do that. And then at the $10 level, you get all of that, plus you get the entire backlog. You'll get one free piece of merch. You'll get early notifications about the secret parties. You'll get early notifications about Prologue 8 coming out. You'll also get... I'm forgetting right now.
We're not doing the show.
No, we're not doing the shows at that level.
Yeah, I think that's the next level of the shows.
You can cut that out. At the $20 level, you get two pieces of free merch. You get into five shows, whether that's like a regular Hands and Feet show or a regular Cave of Swords show. In 2018, you'll get five shows for free. You'll also get into the secret parties for you and two friends for free with VIP treatment. And you'll also be able to sit down with your favorite artist from Farfetch'd, whether that's a beer or dinner, within the year of 2018, and I believe that's it.
Yeah.
But if you get it on January 7th, we'll have an early bird special, and you can get the $7 level for $5 a month, so it'll be $60 for the year, whereas it would be $84 for the year otherwise.
Yeah. Right. So we're really offering a lot of content, and there will be some other things too. We're
going to exclusive videos. That's what I forgot. Exclusive videos at the $10 and $20 level, and behind the scenes footage that you won't see on YouTube. So behind the scenes footage will be on YouTube in clips, but it'll be full edits in the subscription model.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds cool.
I mean, sounds super cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of content.
Right.
It's a lot of content. Sign up. But it's really cool, definitely for people who have, like, a curiosity of how we operate, because I think there's always, like, well, how does Farfetch do things?
You might catch a meeting. Yeah. I'm trying to capture all the behind-the-scenes footage I can.
Or even, like, how we do the link-ups, or how, like, even just having a say as far as what we do, because, again, we the support of our audience is what keeps us going.
Right.
So
right.
Make sure that
so we want to let y'all in.
Yeah, we really want to let you guys in, because without you guys, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that sounds cool. And the DIY meetings and stuff sounds like a really great thing too. I think that's obviously I love when people have information and they want to share it. You know, it's like this is the only way we can help grow as a community is to help build each other up. And
I'm here to strengthen the whole scene as a whole. I said whole twice in that same sentence. But like, yeah, I really want to see the St. Louis scene, music and art scene thrive. And so whatever ways I can do to make that happen, the better.
Yeah. I pass it on. I mean, I told you guys I made these new buttons. I passed that deal on and stickers and everything. Anytime I kind of come up with something that I find is a good deal, I try to share the good word and pass it on. So, I think that's really cool that you guys can do some meetings like that and then help grow. And like I said, so that'll be fun. Keep an eye out for that and more details coming soon. And
oh, yes, indeed.
You can get involved with Farfetch all over your social media, guys. That are on
We're on everything. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
We are Farfetch on everything.
Just look for us. You'll probably find us, or you'll find the hashtag #WeAreFarfetched hashtag.
Right.
You'll probably find us pretty quickly. We're all over the place. I mean, yeah, it's a lot of content. And I mean, that's the beauty of Farfetch, is there's something in there that you'll probably like. Just give it a listen, and you'll find somebody in the collective. You're like, okay, I really dig that. And then you get in, and I mean, this is what happened. I first listened to Farfetch when they first started, so I mean, now I'm part of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right.
It kind of sucks you in.
It does. It really does. It takes over.
That's how it was. Like when I moved back to St. Louis, and I found Farfetch, and I wasn't really writing any kind of like musically I am now at all. You know, I was a little bit far from it. Mm. And then I just got into writing beats, and then here I am.
I remember Sunyata and then brought you to that meeting at Black James' house.
Man. Yeah, right.
And it's been on since then.
That's it.
You kind of mentioned bringing in some new faces, possibly, and how's that? Is there like a process you guys go through, or people?
There is now.
Over time, there are certain things because of the way we're set up. We like to have people kind of understand. Well, you know, hey, what is Farfetch? What do we do? How do we get involved in this? It's like, okay, we do everything for you. No, you still have to work. You still have to grind. You still still a process as far as you being an artist. So we try to fill in the gaps, but we can't count us to do like everything for you. We can't hold your hand in order through every single step of the process. And me and Darian can definitely attest. Darian can do.
Yeah, and I mean, there's some onboarding now that there wasn't before going from 2018 and beyond because it was so informal before. Because, it was more so, I think this person is dope. Let's go out and check them out for a couple live shows. Yeah. Bring them around the crew, see if they vibe well. Okay, now you're basically in. But we had a situation that happened this year that didn't work well with. And so I saw the need for, managing expectations, basically. And so, like, the things that Charles is talking about are now in a contract. It's, like, it's about being professional, about representing Farfetch well and things like that. So people will get sort of an orientation. They'll sign a non-disclosure agreement and that basically code of contract that yeah, deals with how you deal with yourself and your art. It deals with how you deal with the brand of Farfetch, but it also deals with how you operate within the collective and like sharing other people's music when it comes out, sharing other people's art when it comes out, when it makes sense. Because, you know, the strength of the collective is that we can all push one thing and get a lot more momentum than if you were just pushing it yourself. So a lot of those things are sort of unspoken before, but now they're completely written out in that language.
Right. And to make it clear too, it's not like you're signing a record contract where we're gonna take
you have all the rights to your music.
Oh yeah. It's not like some record labels are gonna take 50-60% of your earnings and and we own everything. And that's not the case. I feel like that's always something like almost a misunderstanding of Farfetch sometimes where people think, oh, we're a label, so we're gonna just we're very much
360 deals.
Yeah, no, we're not a 360 deal. For those who know about 360 deals, I would recommend Googling. It's not the
Yeah, it's not the move.
It's not the greatest move in the world. We're totally not on that case. But we are in a place where we want to make sure the art, it's still a move for the artist where they can still grow and they can still develop themselves. It's just something that's missing in a lot of modern music where artists don't have they can sign to a label, but they don't have the opportunity to really grow. They're kind of what most record labels are looking for, you to already have everything in place already. So you need to have your audience in place. You need to have your everything established. Well, with us, you have the opportunity to grow and to find your voice.
Well, yeah, and strengthen numbers, I think, too. Like, as you guys can all support each other and learn from each other and everything else. And
For sure.
Coach each other up, where, like, Matthias is coaching up Wes from Subtle Aggression, mm-hmm. things like that. Mm-hmm. And I do think that is one of our major strengths.
Yeah. And the collaboration, too. Like, you see, Steven on a couple of these different tracks and stuff. Right. Those opportunities might not have happened otherwise, so it's
absolutely not.
Yeah, so
Or even just having the ability, even doing shows, like being able to book shows with people.
Yeah, and having a stable of people who can book shows.
Like they're going to be there and they're going to flake out on you, like certain musicians. Right. And you want to make sure that especially when developing as an artist, that you're around people who are supportive and people who are going to actually look at your sets and who are actually going to like come and support you.
Right.
It's a big deal.
Yeah,
man.
Well, the only thing is, we beat you in. That's the only thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
You gotta get jumped in.
You gotta get jumped in. Blood in, blood out.
I cannot confirm or deny that part for anybody that's listening.
It's in the fine print.
Confirm or deny any of that. But I can just say
read your contract before you sign.
Right. I would recommend
read it in the mirror.
I think that is a key, though. You should always read with any the contract paper. You sign. Read any contract you sign, please.
Oh, God. That is free game.
That is the best advice you could ever get for. And not even just
read
music,
every contract
just
you sign.
Everything.
Yeah. Yep.
And don't use your own blood.
That also is another good Christmas advice.
Grab those tickets. They're available at thefirebirdstl.com. You can grab tickets for January 13th for other big prologue party over there. Come party with us. Get involved. We are farfetch.net. And of course, all the social medias, like we mentioned. Go ahead and if you haven't, go through and like every one of them. They're all great. So
yeah,
they are.
Yep.
Yes. Like Hands and Feet on Facebook.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter.
Like him. I'm all over the place.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
Follow him on Instagram. He has really cool pictures. Oh God, follow Darian. He's all over the place too.
Yeah. Carl Charles, he's all over the place.
Yeah,
I'm okay. I show up occasionally. I show up occasionally, but yes, please follow us. We definitely like to interact with our followers and talk to people. So please
message us. Talk to us.
Yeah, send us messages. We do read messages. So if you do send us if you like a suggestion or anything, we'd love to hear it. We're always open to ideas. Or if you want to book us for a show,
we're taking
bookings for festivals. Yeah. So please,
especially out of town.
Yes.
I have a hard time saying no to shows.
He really does.
You do. It's really
you play really like a problem. You die if you stop playing.
It's true. quit booking me.
Yeah. We just need to book you out of town.
Right.
Yes. Want to pay for a hands and feet show. You know, want to house him. You want to feed him. That's great.
I eat a lot.
Good for
housing. I sleep a lot. I sleep big. So, come to that big house. Sleep bigly.
I think. Wow, I learned something new today. So, everybody, please, you're more than welcome to interact with us. We always take any suggestions. We'd love to hear. If you want to even look booking us for shows, house shows, whatever, we're definitely open for it.
It's We Are Farfetch'd for a reason. Once you interact with us, you're part of it, too.
Yeah, We Are Farfetch'd. Farfetch'd, we are.
Yeah, man.
Farfetch'd, we are.
All right. Farfetch'd, we are. Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you,
Shane, so much.
Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.